Kentucky will conduct an unusual election amid the pandemic, with voters able to cast ballots by mail or in person, either early or on Election Day. That expansion of options is going to put an unprecedented strain on the people tasked with administering the election. County clerks will have to find new voting locations, recruit poll workers, and count ballots. Our Capitol reporter Ryland Barton says local officials say they're bracing for the challenge.
Fayette County Clerk Don Blevins says he's confident his office will be able to handle the election, but it's a juggling act.
I mean, if you think about it, we're running kind of three different kinds of elections simultaneously. You got a normal election day, you got early voting in person, and now vote by mail again.
Kentucky normally allows early voting and mail-in voting with an excuse, but this time around, anyone can vote early if they want to, or cast a ballot by mail if they're worried about catching or spreading coronavirus.
It's like the best case for voters, a smorgasbord of options, and the worst case for clerks, because we have to do it all.
Kentucky's 120 county clerks are ultimately in charge of administering the state's elections, and each county has its own unique balancing act of trying to provide enough in-person voting for people who want it, while also handling higher than normal volume of mail-in voting. Blevins says he expects at least 70% of voters in Fayette County to cast ballots by mail, but Christian County Election Coordinator Melinda Humphreys says she expects voters to cast ballots early in person.
Oh, for sure. That's all we've heard about here. It's not, I don't think, a trust issue, really. It's just they want to physically go and physically vote in person.
Meanwhile, counties across the state are experiencing a crunch on available poll workers, many of whom are aging out or vulnerable to coronavirus. Humphreys says that a statewide push for new poll workers has been successful, but challenges remain in making sure polling locations still have some experienced officials.
You can have as many people there, but if they don't know what they're doing, they're really not much good to you. And I don't mean that in a bad way at all. I mean, they need to work a governor's race and a local elections race so they're ready for a presidential race.
Every county has to submit a plan to the governor and secretary of state's office, laying out how many polling places they'll have on election day and for early voting 6 days a week starting on October 13th. But it's hard finding polling locations during a pandemic. Davis County Clerk Leslie McCarty says she's been unable to use a normally reliable polling location, schools.
When we are wanting to use the facility, we usually use a gym. But for a lot of schools, at least here in Davis County, their gym is in the middle of the school. They don't want us in there.
And with early voting starting in less than a month, McCarty says Davis County's plan for 6 in-person polling locations still hasn't been approved by state officials.
I think for us, we just are going to have to go forward with our plan and make sure that people in our county know where they can vote.
Rowan County Clerk Elwood Caudill says he's planning on having just one location for the county, but it's a big one, the 11,000 square foot Carl Perkins Center.
It's very close to the interstate. It's our hub in our county. And with 3 weeks of early voting, 3 Saturdays, early voting absentee ballots, and an election day, I think that would give ample time for people to get out to vote.
So far, state officials have only approved plans in 51 of the 120 counties, most of them small and medium-sized ones. The most populous ones, Jefferson, Fayette, and Boone counties, still haven't been approved, though the deadline is September 30th. And then there's the concern about election workers catching coronavirus. Fayette County Clerk Blevins sent his staff home last week after one worker tested positive for the virus, but he says it's not going to affect his office's preparations.
Everybody that has people that report to him is worried constantly that somebody's going to die. You know, it would be very difficult to process having an employee die because they came in to, you know, issue stickers for people's license plates. It just doesn't seem worth it.
The deadline to request a mail-in ballot is October 9th. You can do that at govoteky.com. I'm Ryland Barton in Louisville.